The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the crowds, "When you see a cloud rising in the west, you say immediately that it's going to rain, and so it does. And when you notice the wind is blowing from the south, you say it is going to be hot, and so it is. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and sky. Why do you not know how to interpret the present time? Why do you not judge for yourself what is right? If you are going with your opponent to the magistrate, make an effort to settle the matter on the way. Otherwise, your opponent will turn you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the constable, and the constable will throw you in prison. I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny." The Gospel of the Lord. So good morning. Good morning. That's a little, okay, that's better. So I have got in my car, I don't have one of those great big fancy cars. I have one that runs on gasoline. Probably some of you even came to school today in a car that runs on gasoline. Well, in my gas-powered car, there's this round dial, and it's got an F and it's got an E. When it's on the F, what does that mean? Very good. And when it's on the E, what does it mean? See, you guys are with it. So when it's on the E, there is something I should do, isn't there? What should I do? Go get gas. Very good. Because if I don't go get gas, I'll end up walking. And though I could probably use the exercise, I'm not a big fan of walking. So when it gets down to the E, or close to the E, I go to the gas station and I fill it up. Right? Because that's what we do if we have a gas-powered car. Now you're probably thinking, what does Jay, talking about his gas-powered car, have anything to do with what we heard in the gospel? Any of you thinking that? It's okay. You can raise your hand if you want. I have one honest man, three or four honest people. Excellent. Good. Well, I'm going to tell you why. So in the gospel we hear, you've got to watch for the signs of the times and then act. Not just watch. So if I'm in my car and it goes from full and it starts going down and I say, oh, I got a half a tank. Oh, I got a quarter of a tank. Oh, it's getting really close to the E. And if I don't do something, I'll end up walking. And that could be bad for me. I don't live right around the corner, so trying to come down here walking would take me quite a while. In today's gospel, we hear the people, they see the signs of the times. They see, you know, the weather changes and this and that, and they know what to do. But what about what's happening in the world? What about what's happening right outside the church? You see someone who's hungry, and you don't go to them and go, well, I hope you get something to eat. Have a great day. That would not be a good thing to do. If you could get them something to eat or let them know about our great giving bank across the street, saying if you're hungry, you can get some food over there, that would be the right thing. We don't want to just go, well, not my job. That's somebody else's. Let them handle it. No, we have to be aware of the signs of the times, be aware of the people involved, and then we need to act accordingly.